1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
Good afternoon. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman testing positive for COVID-19. He tells the Colorado Sun his symptoms started Thursday morning. He thought he had a cold. The symptoms cleared by Saturday, but he decided to get a rapid test on Sunday, tested positive, and is now quarantining at home. According to the Colorado Sun, Kaufman was at a news conference on voting in Denver last Wednesday with state officials, including Governor Polis. Health officials say social distancing and mask wearing were part of the protocol there, so no one needs to quarantine. Positive cases of COVID-19 and hospitalizations continue to climb in Colorado. Now, new information shows fewer people with the most serious cases are dying. According to the Denver Post, about 16% of those hospitalized in April didn't survive long enough to leave the hospital. By July, that number fell to 9%. Studies found similar reductions in mortality nationwide, 26% in March, compared with 8% in August. Snow over the entire area of the Cameron Peak fire, more than 18 inches in the higher elevations. Managers say there was no fire growth or activity yesterday, and they expect the same today. Although the snow has helped diminish fire behavior in the short term, they say it might not be enough to end fire season for the year as drying and moderate temperatures return. The Grizzly Creek fire grew 150 acres on the west side of Grizzly Creek drainage and no-name drainage before all of yesterday's snow. Air tankers were called in Saturday to hit the areas of new fire activity. Through Friday, that fire reported 91% contained. Record snow in Grand Junction, 4.1 inches yesterday. That made it the snowiest calendar day in October since October 24, 1975. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.